Chapter 26. Saul goeth out again after David, who cometh by night, where Saul and his men are asleep, but suffereth him not to be touched. Saul again confesseth his fault, and promiseth peace. And the men of Ziph came to Saul in Gabaa, saying, Behold, David is hid in the hill of Hachilah, which is over against the wilderness. And Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having with him 3,000 chosen men of Israel, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in Gabaa Hachilah, which was over against the wilderness in the way. And David abode in the wilderness. And seeing that Saul was come after him into the wilderness, he sent spies, and learned that he was most certainly come thither. And David arose secretly, and came to the place where Saul was. And when he had beheld the place wherein Saul slept, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his army, and Saul sleeping in a tent, and the rest of the multitude round about him, David spoke to Achimelech the Hittite, and Abishai the son of Sarvia, the brother of Joab, saying, Who will go down with me to Saul into the camp? And Abishai said, I will go with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and found Saul lying and sleeping in the tent, and his spear fixed in the ground at his head, and Abner and the people sleeping round about him. And Abishai said to David, God hath shut up thy enemy this day into thy hands. Now then I will run him through with my spear, even to the earth at once, and there shall be no need of a second time. And David said to Abishai, Kill him not, for who shall put forth his hand against the Lord's anointed, and shall be guiltless? And David said, As the Lord liveth, unless the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go down to battle and perish, the Lord be merciful unto me, that I extend not my hand upon the Lord's anointed. But now take the spear which is at his head, and the cup of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cup of water which was at Saul's head, and they went away, and no man saw it, or knew it, or awaked. But they were all asleep, for a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. And when David was gone over to the other side, and stood on the top of the hill afar off, and a good space was between them, David cried to the people, and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, Wilt thou not answer, Abner? And Abner answering said, Who art thou that criest and disturbest the king? And David said to Abner, Art not thou a man, and who is like thee in Israel? Why then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to kill the king thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, you are the sons of death, who have not kept your master the Lord's anointed. And now where is the king's spear, and the cup of water which was at his head? And Saul knew David's voice, and said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my lord the king. And he said, Wherefore doth my lord persecute his servant? What have I done, or what evil is there in my hand? Now therefore hear, I pray thee, my lord the king, the words of thy servant. If the Lord stir thee up against me, let him accept of sacrifice. But if the sons of men, they are cursed in the sight of the Lord, who have cast me out this day, that I should not dwell in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, Go, serve strange gods. And now let not my blood be shed upon the earth before the Lord. For the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, as a partridge is hunted in the mountains. And Saul said, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my life hath been precious in thy eyes this day. For it appeared that I have done foolishly, and have been ignorant in very many things. And David answering said, Behold the king's spear. Let one of the king's servants come over and fetch it, and the Lord will reward every one according to his justice and his faithfulness. For the Lord hath delivered thee this day into my hand, and I would not put forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. And as thy life hath been much set by this day in my eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me from all distress. Then Saul said to David, Blessed art thou, my son David, and truly doing thou shalt do, and prevailing thou shalt prevail. And David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Chapter 27. David goeth again to Achish, king of Gath, and obtaineth of him the city of Sikeleg. And David said in his heart, I shall one day or other fall into the hands of Saul. Is it not better for me to flee, and to be saved in the land of the Philistines, that Saul may despair of me, and cease to seek me in all the coasts of Israel? I will flee then out of his hands. And David arose and went away, both he and the 600 men that were with him, to Achish the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal of Carmel. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more after him. And David said to Achish, If I have found favor in thy sight, let a place be given me in one of the cities of this country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Sikeleg that day, for which reason Sikeleg belongeth to the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 4 months. And David and his men went up, and pillaged Jeshurai, and Gertzai, and the Amalekites, for these were of old the inhabitants of the countries, as men go to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. And David wasted all the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said to him, Whom hast thou gone against today? David answered, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of Jerahmeel, and against the south of Kenai. And David saved neither man nor woman, neither brought he any of them to Gath, saying, Lest they should speak against us. So did David, and such was his proceeding all the days that he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath done much harm to his people Israel. Therefore he shall be my servant for ever. Chapter 28. The Philistines go out to war against Israel. Saul, being forsaken by God, hath recourse to a witch. Samuel appeareth to him. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered together their armies to be prepared for war against David. And Achish said to David, Know thou now assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to the war, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Now thou shalt know what thy servant will do. And Achish said to David, And I will appoint thee to guard my life for ever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel mourned for him, and buried him in Ramathah his city. And Saul had put away all the magicians and soothsayers out of the land. And the Philistines were gathered together, and came and camped in Sunam. And Saul also gathered together all Israel, and came to Gilboa. And Saul saw the army of the Philistines, and was afraid, and his heart was very much dismayed. And he consulted the Lord, and he answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by priests, nor by prophets. And Saul said to his servants, Seek me a woman that hath a divining spirit, and I will go to her, and inquire by her. And his servants said to him, There is a woman that hath a divining spirit at Endor. Then he disguised himself, and put on other clothes, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said to her, Divine to me by thy divining spirit, and bring me up him whom I shall tell thee. And the woman said to him, Behold, thou knowest all that Saul hath done, and how he hath rooted out the magicians and soothsayers from the land. Why then dost thou lay a snare for my life, to cause me to be put to death? And Saul swore unto her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no evil happen to thee for this thing. And the woman said to him, Whom shall I bring up to thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and said to Saul, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said to her, Fear not. What hast thou seen? And the woman said to Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said to her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul understood that it was Samuel, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground and adored. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disturbed my rest, that I should be brought up? And Saul said, I am in great distress, for the Philistines fight against me, and God has departed from me, and would not hear me, neither by the hand of prophets, nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest show me what I shall do. And Samuel said, Why askest thou me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee, and is going over to thy rival? For the Lord will do to thee as he spoke by me, and he will rend thy kingdom out of thy hand, and will give it to thy neighbor David. Because thou didst not obey the voice of the Lord, neither didst thou execute the wrath of his indignation upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done to thee what thou sufferest this day. And the Lord also will deliver Israel with thee into the hands of the Philistines. And tomorrow thou and thy sons shall be with me. And the Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hands of the Philistines. And forthwith Saul fell all along on the ground, for he was frightened with the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all that day. And the woman came to Saul, for he was very much troubled, and said to him, Behold, thy handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and I hearkened unto the words which thou spokest to me. Now therefore hear thou also the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set before thee a morsel of bread, that thou mayest eat and recover strength, and be able to go on thy journey. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants and the woman forced him, and at length hearkening to their voice, he arose from the ground, and sat upon the bed. Now the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she made haste and killed it, and taking meal kneaded it, and baked some unleavened bread, and set it before Saul, and before his servants. And when they had eaten, they rose up, and walked all that night. Chapter 29. David going with the Philistines is sent back by their princes. Now all the troops of the Philistines were gathered together to Aphek, and Israel also camped by the fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines marched with their hundreds and their thousands, but David and his men were in the rear with Achish. And the princes of the Philistines said to Achish, What mean these Hebrews? And Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, Do you not know David, who was the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, and hath been with me many days or years, and I have found no fault in him since the day that he fled over to me until this day? But the princes of the Philistines were angry with him, and they said to him, Let this man return and abide in his place which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest he be an adversary to us when we shall begin to fight. For how can he otherwise appease his master but with our heads? Is not this David to whom they sung in their dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s? Then Achish called David and said to him, As the Lord liveth, thou art upright and good in my sight, and so is thy going out and thy coming in with me in the army. And I have not found any evil in thee since the day that thou camest to me unto this day, but thou pleasest not the Lord's. Return therefore, and go in peace, and offend not the eyes of the princes of the Philistines. And David said to Achish, But what have I done, and what hast thou found in me thy servant, from the day that I have been in thy sight until this day, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king? And Achish answering said to David, I know that thou art good in my sight, as an angel of God, but the princes of the Philistines have said, He shall not go up with us to the battle. Therefore arise in the morning, thou and the servants of thy Lord, who came with thee, and when you are up before day, and it shall begin to be light, go on your way. So David and his men arose in the night, that they might set forward in the morning, and returned to the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. Chapter 30. The Amalekites burn Sikeleg, and carry off the prey. David pursueth after them, and recovereth all out of their hands. Now when David and his men were come to Sikeleg on the third day, the Amalekites had made an invasion on the south side upon Sikeleg, and had smitten Sikeleg, and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were in it, both little and great, and they had not killed any person, but had carried them with them, and went on their way. So when David and his men came to the city, and found it burnt with fire, and that their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives, David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept till they had no more tears. For the two wives also of David were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly afflicted, for the people had a mind to stone him, for the soul of every man was bitterly grieved for his sons and daughters. But David took courage in the Lord his God. And he said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, "Bring me hither the ephod." And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. And David consulted the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after these robbers, and shall I overtake them, or not?" And the Lord said to him, "Pursue after them, for thou shalt surely overtake them and recover the prey." So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and they came to the torrent Besor, and some being weary stayed there. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed, who, being weary, could not go over the torrent Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and they gave him bread to eat, and water to drink, as also a piece of a cake of figs, and two bunches of raisins. And when he had eaten them, his spirit returned, and he was refreshed, for he had not eaten bread nor drunk water 3 days and three nights. And David said to him, "To whom dost thou belong, or whence dost thou come, and whither art thou going?" He said, "I am a young man of Egypt, the servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me because I began to be sick 3 days ago. For we made an invasion on the south side of Kerethi, and upon Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Sikeleg with fire." And David said to him, "Canst thou bring me to this company?" And he said, "Swear to me by God that thou wilt not kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee to this company." And David swore to him. And when he had brought him, behold, they were lying spread upon all the ground, eating and drinking, and, as it were, keeping a festival day, for all the prey and the spoils which they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David slew them from the evening unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, but 400 young men who had gotten upon camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. And there was nothing missing, small or great, neither of their sons or their daughters, nor of the spoils. And whatsoever they had taken, David recovered all. And he took all the flocks and the herds, and made them go before him. And they said, "This is the prey of David." And David came to the 200 men, who, being weary, had stayed, and were not able to follow David. And he had ordered them to abide at the torrent of Besor. And they came out to meet David, and the people that were with him. And David, coming to the people, saluted them peaceably. Then all the wicked and unjust men that had gone with David, answering, said, "Because they came not with us, we will not give them anything of the prey which we have recovered. But let every man take his wife and his children, and be contented with them, and go his way." But David said, "You shall not do so, my brethren, with these things which the Lord hath given us, who hath kept us, and hath delivered the robbers that invaded us into our hands. And no man shall hearken to you in this matter. But equal shall be the portion of him that went down to battle, and of him that abode at the baggage, and they shall divide alike. And this hath been done from that day forward, and since was made a statute, and an ordinance, and as a law in Israel." Then David came to Sikeleg, and sent presents of the prey to the ancients of Judah his neighbors, saying, "Receive a blessing of the prey of the enemies of the Lord." To them that were in Bethel, and that were in Ramoth to the south, and to them that were in Jether, and to them that were in Aror, and that were in Sephamoth, and that were in Esthemo, and that were in Reshal, and that were in the cities of Jeremiel, and that were in the cities of Kenny, and that were in Arama, and that were in the lake Esan, and that were in Athak, and that were in Hebron, and to the rest that were in those places, in which David had abode with his men. Chapter 31. Israel is defeated by the Philistines. Saul and his sons are slain. And the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines fell upon Saul and upon his sons, and they slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the whole weight of the battle was turned upon Saul, and the archers overtook him, and he was grievously wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and kill me, lest these uncircumcised come and slay me and mock at me." And his armor-bearer would not, for he was struck with exceeding great fear. Then Saul took his sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw this, to wit, that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men that same day together. And the men of Israel that were beyond the valley and beyond the Jordan, seeing that the Israelites were fled, and that Saul was dead, and his sons, forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt there. And on the morrow the Philistines came to strip the slain, and they found Saul and his three sons lying in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off Saul's head, and stripped him of his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to publish it in the temples of their idols, and among their people. And they put his armor in the temple of Ashtaroth, but his body they hung on the wall of Bethzan. Now when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead had heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the most valiant men arose, and walked all the night, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethzan, and they came to Jabesh-Gilead and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them in the wood of Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. Thus ends the first book of Samuel, otherwise called the first book of Kings. The second book of Samuel, otherwise called the second book of Kings. Chapter 1. David mourneth for the death of Saul and Jonathan. He ordereth the man to be slain who pretended he had killed Saul. Now it came to pass after Saul was dead that David returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites and abode 2 days in Sikhaleg. And on the third day there appeared a man who came out of Saul's camp with his garments rent and dust strewed on his head. And when he came to David, he fell upon his face and adored. And David said to him, "From whence comest thou?" And he said to him, "I am fled out of the camp of Israel." And David said unto him, "What is the matter that is come to pass? Tell me." He said, "The people are fled from the battle, and many of the people are fallen and dead. Moreover, Saul and Jonathan his son are slain." And David said to the young man that told him, "How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead?" And the young man that told him said, "I came by chance upon Mount Gilboa, and Saul leaned upon his spear, and the chariots and horsemen drew nigh unto him. And looking around him, and seeing me, he called me. And I answered, 'Here am I.' And he said to me, 'Who art thou?' And I said to him, 'I am an Amalekite.' And he said to me, 'Stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, and as yet my whole life is in me.' So standing over him, I killed him, for I knew that he could not live after the fall. And I took the diadem that was on his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither to thee, my lord." Then David took hold of his garments and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And David said to the young man that told him, "Whence art thou?" He answered, "I am the son of a stranger of Amalek." David said to him, "Why didst thou not fear to put out thy hand to kill the Lord's anointed?" And David, calling one of his servants, said, "Go near and fall upon him." And he struck him so that he died. And David said to him, "Thy blood be upon thy own head, for thy own mouth hath spoken against thee, saying, 'I have slain the Lord's anointed.'" And David made this kind of lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he commanded that they should teach the children of Judah the use of the bow, as it is written in the book of the just. And he said, "Consider, O Israel, for them that are dead, wounded on thy high places. The illustrious of Israel are slain upon thy mountains. How are the valiant fallen? Tell it not in Geth, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let neither dew nor rain come upon you, neither be they fields of first fruits, for there was cast away the shield of the valiant, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. from the blood of the slain, from the fat of the valiant, the arrow of Jonathan never turned back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. Saul and Jonathan, lovely and comely in their life, even in death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with scarlet and delights, who gave ornaments of gold for your attire. How are the valiant fallen in battle, Jonathan slain in the high places? I grieve for thee, my brother Jonathan, exceeding beautiful, and amiable to me above the love of women. As the mother loveth her only son, so did I love thee. How are the valiant fallen, and the weapons of war perished? Chapter 2. David is received and anointed king of Judah. Isobeth, the son of Saul, reigneth over the rest of Israel. A battle between Abner and Joab. And after these things David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into one of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, Go up. And David said, Whither shall I go up? And he answered him, Into Hebron. So David went up, and his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal of Carmel, and the men also that were with him. David brought up every man with his household, and they abode in the towns of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and anointed David there to be king over the house of Judah. And it was told David that the men of Jabesh-Gilead had buried Saul. David therefore sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, and said to them, Blessed be you to the Lord, who have shown this mercy to your master Saul, and have buried him. And now the Lord surely will render you mercy and truth, and I also will requite you for this good turn, because you have done this thing. Let your hands be strengthened, and be ye men of valor, for although your master Saul be dead, yet the house of Judah hath anointed me to be their king. But Abner, the son of Ner, general of Saul's army, took Isobeth, the son of Saul, and led him about through the camp, and made him king over Galaad, and over Jeshurai, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Isboseth, the son of Saul, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years, and only the house of Judah followed David. And the number of the days that David abode, reigning in Hebron over the house of Judah, was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner the son of Ner, and the servants of Isboseth, the son of Saul, went out from the camp to Gabaon. And Joab the son of Sarvia, and the servants of David went out, and met them by the pool of Gabaon. And when they were come together, they sat down over against one another, the one on the one side of the pool, and the other on the other side. And Abner said to Joab, Let the young men rise and play before us. And Joab answered, Let them rise. Then there arose and went over 12 in number of Benjamin, of the part of Isboseth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And every one, catching his fellow by the head, thrust his sword into the side of his adversary, and they fell down together. And the name of the place was called the Field of the Valiant in Gabaon. And there was a very fierce battle that day, and Abner was put to flight with the men of Israel by the servants of David. And there were the three sons of Sarvia there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asael. Now Asael was a most swift runner, like one of the roes that abide in woods. And Asael pursued after Abner, and turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. And Abner looked behind him, and said, Art thou Asael? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, Go to the right hand or to the left, and lay hold on one of the young men, and take thee his spoils. But Asael would not leave off following him close. And again Abner said to Asael, Go off, and do not follow me, lest I be obliged to stab thee to the ground, and I shall not be able to hold up my face to Joab thy brother. But he refused to hearken to him, and would not turn aside. Wherefore Abner struck him with his spear with a backstroke in the groin, and thrust him through, and he died upon the spot. And all that came to the place where Asael fell down and died stood still. Now while Joab and Abishai pursued after Abner, the sun went down, and they came as far as the hill of the aqueduct. that lieth over against the valley by the way of the wilderness in Gabaon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together to Abner, and being joined in one body, they stood on the top of a hill. And Abner cried out to Joab, and said, Shall thy sword rage unto utter destruction? Knowest thou not that it is dangerous to drive people to despair? How long dost thou defer to bid the people cease from pursuing after their brethren? And Joab said, As the Lord liveth, if thou hadst spoke sooner, even in the morning the people should have retired from pursuing after their brethren. Then Joab sounded the trumpet, and all the army stood still, and did not pursue after Israel any further, nor fight any more. And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plains. And they passed the Jordan, and having gone through all Beth-Horon, came to the camp. And Joab, returning after he had left Abner, assembled all the people, and there were wanting of David's servants 19 men beside Asael. But the servants of David had killed of Benjamin, and of the men that were with Abner 360, who all died. And they took Asael, and buried him in the sepulchre of his father in Bethlehem. And Joab and the men that were with him marched all the night, and they came to Hebron at break of day. Chapter 3. David groweth daily stronger. Abner cometh over to him. He is treacherously slain by Joab. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, David prospering and growing always stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul decaying daily. And sons were born to David in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon of Akinolam, the Jezreelitess, and his second, Caleb of Abigail, the wife of Nabal of Carmel, and the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Thalmai, king of Gesur, and the fourth, Adonias, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephathiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Jethrim of Eglah, the wife of David. These were born to David in Hebron. Now while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner the son of Ner ruled the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine named Resphah, the daughter of Aiah. And Isboseth said to Abner, Why didst thou go into my father's concubine? And he was exceedingly angry for the words of Isboseth, and said, Am I a dog's head against Judah this day? Who hath shown mercy to the house of Saul thy father, and to his brethren and friends, and have not delivered thee into the hands of David? And hast thou sought this day against me to charge me with a matter concerning a woman? So do God to Abner, and more also, unless, as the Lord hath sworn to David, so I do to him, that the kingdom be translated from the house of Saul, and the throne of David be set up over Israel, and over Judah from Dan to Beersheba. And he could not answer him a word, because he feared him. Abner therefore sent messengers to David for himself, saying, Whose is the land? And that they should say, Make a league with me, and my hand shall be with thee, and I will bring all Israel to thee. And he said, Very well, I will make a league with thee, but one thing I require of thee, saying, Thou shalt not see my face before thou bring Michal, the daughter of Saul, and so thou shalt come and see me. And David sent messengers to Isboseth, the son of Saul, saying, Restore my wife Michal, whom I espoused to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. And Isboseth sent, and took her from her husband Phaltiel, the son of Laish. And her husband followed her, weeping, as far as Bahurim. And Abner said to him, Go and return. And he returned. Abner also spoke to the ancients of Israel, saying, Both yesterday and the day before you sought for David, that he might reign over you. Now then do it, because the Lord hath spoken to David, saying, By the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel from the hands of the Philistines, and of all their enemies. And Abner spoke also to Benjamin, and he went to speak to David in Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel, and to all Benjamin. And he came to David in Hebron with 20 men, and David made a feast for Abner, and his men that came with him. And Abner said to David, I will rise, that I may gather all Israel unto thee, my lord the king, and may enter into a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all as thy soul desireth. Now when David had brought Abner on his way, and he was gone in peace, immediately David's servants and Joab came, after having slain the robbers with an exceeding great booty. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had now sent him away, and he was gone in peace. And Joab and all the army that was with him came afterwards. And it was told Joab that Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he hath sent him away, and he is gone in peace. And Joab went into the king and said, What hast thou done? Behold, Abner came to thee. Why didst thou send him away? And he is gone and departed. Knowest thou not Abner the son of Ner, that to this end he came to thee, that he might deceive thee, and to know thy going out, and thy coming in, and to know all thou dost? Then Joab, going out from David, sent messengers after Abner, and brought him back from the cistern of Sirah, David knowing nothing of it. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside to the middle of the gate, to speak to him treacherously. And he stabbed him there in the groin, and he died, in revenge of the blood of Asahel, his brother. And when David heard of it after the thing was now done, he said, I and my kingdom are innocent before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner the son of Ner. And may it come upon the head of Joab, and upon all his father's house. And let there not fail from the house of Joab one that hath an issue of seed, or that is a leper, or that holdeth the distaff, or that falleth by the sword, or that wanteth bread. So Joab and Abishai, his brothers, slew Abner, because he had killed their brother, Asahel at Gibeon, in the battle. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, Rend your garments, and gird yourselves with sackcloths, and mourn before the funeral of Abner. And King David himself followed the bier. And when they had buried Abner in Hebron, King David lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people also wept. And the king, mourning and lamenting over Abner, said, Not as cowards are wont to die, hath Abner died. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet laden with fetters, but as men fall before the children of iniquity, so didst thou fall. And all the people, repeating it, wept over him. And when all the people came to take meat with David, while it was yet broad day, David swore, saying, So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else before sunset. And all the people heard, and they were pleased, and all that the king did seemed good in the sight of all the people. And all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not the king's doing, that Abner the son of Ner was slain. The king also said to his servants, Do you not know that a prince and a great man is slain this day in Israel? But I as yet am tender, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Sarvia, are too hard for me. The Lord reward him that doth evil according to his wickedness. Chapter 4. Isboseth is murdered by two of his servants. David punisheth the murderers. And Isboseth, the son of Saul, heard that Abner was slain in Hebron, and his hands were weakened, and all Israel was troubled. Now the son of Saul had two men captains of his bands. The name of the one was Benah, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimmon, a Berothite of the children of Benjamin, for Beroth also was reckoned in Benjamin. And the Berothites fled into Gethaim, and were sojourners there until that time. And Jonathan the son of Saul had a son that was lame of his feet, for he was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan from Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled, and as she made haste to flee, he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Rimmon the Berothite, Rechab and Baanah coming, went into the house of Isboseth in the heat of the day, and he was sleeping upon his bed at noon. And the doorkeeper of the house, who was cleaning wheat, was fallen asleep. And they entered into the house secretly, taking ears of corn. And Rechab and Baanah his brother stabbed him in the groin and fled away. And when they came into the house, he was sleeping upon his bed in a parlor, and they struck him and killed him. And taking away his head, they went off by the way of the wilderness, walking all night. And they brought the head of Isboseth to David to Hebron. And they said to the king, Behold the head of Isboseth, the son of Saul thy enemy, who sought thy life. And the Lord hath revenged my lord, the king, this day of Saul and of his seed. But David answered Rechab and Baana his brother, the sons of Ramon the Berathite, and said to them, As the Lord liveth, who hath delivered my soul out of all distress, the man that told me and said, Saul is dead, who thought he brought good tidings, I apprehended and slew him in Sikeleg, who should have been rewarded for his news. How much more now, when wicked men have slain an innocent man in his own house, upon his bed, shall I not require his blood at your hand, and take you away from the earth? And David commanded his servants, and they slew them, and cutting off their hands and feet, hung them up over the pool in Hebron. But the head of Isboseth they took and buried in the sepulchre of Abner in Hebron. Chapter 5. David is anointed king of all Israel. He taketh Jerusalem and dwelleth there. He defeateth the Philistines. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Moreover, yesterday also, and the day before, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that did lead out and bring in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be prince over Israel. The ancients also of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David to be king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and all the men that were with him went to Jerusalem to the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land. And they said to David, Thou shalt not come in hither, unless thou take away the blind and the lame that say, David shall not come in hither. But David took the castle of Sion. The same is the city of David. For David had offered that day a reward to whosoever should strike the Jebusites, and get up to the gutters of the tops of the houses, and take away the blind and the lame that hated the soul of David. Therefore it is said in the proverb, The blind and the lame shall not come into the temple. And David dwelt in the castle, and called it the city of David, and built round about from Millo and inwards. And he went on prospering and growing up, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, the king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons for walls. And they built a house for David. And David knew that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom over his people Israel. And David took more concubines and wives of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron. And there were born to David other sons also, and daughters. And these are the names of them that were born to him in Jerusalem: Samua, and Sobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, and Jebahar, and Elisua, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elisama, and Elioda, and Eliphaleth. And the Philistines heard that they had anointed David to be king over Israel, and they all came to seek David. And when David heard of it, he went down to a stronghold. And the Philistines coming spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, Go up, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Baal Pharasim, and defeated them there. And he said, The Lord hath divided my enemies before me, as waters are divided. Therefore the name of the place was called Baal Pharasim. And they left there their idols, which David and his men took away. And the Philistines came up again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David consulted the Lord, Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hands? He answered, Go not up against them, but fetch a compass behind them, and thou shalt come upon them over against the pear trees. And when thou shalt hear the sound of one going in the tops of the pear trees, then shalt thou join battle, for then will the Lord go out before thy face to strike the army of the Philistines. And David did as the Lord had commanded him, and he smote the Philistines from Gibeah until thou come to Gezer. End of side 2. Please fasten.